Bom, continua.
Okay, hello, good evening, everyone. Like to resume now, pick up where we left off. We've been speaking about the restrictions of creating an ohel on Shabbos, and we explained last night that although one is not allowed to make an ohel from scratch, but if there's already a tefach open, meaning some, let's say you have something already covering an area, in a covering, a horizontal cover, one tefach wide, which is about 3.5 inches, 3.5 inches, then you're, if it's open that way before Shabbos, you're allowed to then extend it. You're allowed to continue it. Let's say you have something rolled, a roll, and it's of plastic to cover something, cover your sukkah, a roll of to cover your sukkah, which is supported above the schach. And as long as it was unrolled one tefach worth before Shabbos or Yontif, you can continue it on Shabbos and Yontif. But we also mentioned that something which is attached to, let's say in the case of the schach, attached to the building, to the house, or attached to the side wall of the sukkah, it's attached like on a metal frame, and it's not just a freestanding piece of plastic, but it's attached, then you're allowed to open and close it freely, even if it wasn't open tefach before Shabbos, just like a door to your house, you're allowed to open and close freely. Okay, so now this takes us to a discussion of a baby stroller. Let's say you have a baby stroller, and it has a hood which can be opened and extended, which mean when I say can be, I'm not talking halachically, I'm saying has the ability to be opened and extended to cover, to serve as a horizontal cover, as a hood to shade the baby and protect the baby from rain or whatnot. And that same hood, though, is collapsible. It can be folded up and be off to the side where it's not covering the stroller. So the question is one allowed to open and close that on Shabbos? So there's a famous statement from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos writes that it's permissible. One is allowed, even if the stroller hood was completely folded up, completely, let's call it collapsed, before Shabbos began and went into Shabbos that way. It was not open to Tefach. It's irrelevant, says the Chazon Ish. You're still allowed to open it because this is like the case of the sukkah cover, which is on a which is attached to the house, and it's not freestanding. It's attached. It's on some sort of frame or whatever it is, and you're allowed to open and close it. An awning in your house. If you have an awning in front of your house, which could be collapsed, it could be extended. But it's always attached to the house. You just pull it out when you want to, and it remains attached to one end of the house, and you push it back when you want. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So says the Chazon Ish, the hood of the stroller is similar, or is the same, has the same heter. Now, on the surface, this seems to be very understandable, like we just explained. Like, why shouldn't that be the din? That having been said, although there are poskim that endorse this psak de Chazon Ish, it actually met with a lot of resistance and challenge. And there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe for Rabbi Moshe Feinstein where he doesn't really explain, but he says that what the Chazon Ish says is not so simple, and I don't recommend doing that, but rather you should see to it before, if you want to be able to use the hood of the stroller, says Rabbi Moshe in the tshuva, you should make sure that before Shabbos it's already open one tefach. And like we explained last night, even if when you close it fully, it never scrunches into nothing. It doesn't become a thin piece of paper. It's always, even if it's fully scrunched up, it's still a tefach wide, but that's not good enough. What it means is you have to leave it open, a tefach intentionally open, a tefach that could have been closed, and you pull it out before Shabbos to create the beginnings of an ohel, the beginnings of a cover, and then you could extend it fully on Shabbos, and close it, meaning but up to the tefach, and leave it a tefach open. If it ends up getting closed entirely on Shabbos and you lose the first tefach, then you wouldn't be able to reopen it. So this is what Rav Moshe writes, and others as well, a number of other poskim, recommend not doing it on Shabbos unless you opened it a tefach before. The reasoning, as I said, Rav Moshe doesn't explain his reason, but it seems that some hold that this the heter of something being on hinges or being attached doesn't apply to cases like awnings and sukkah coverings and whatnot. It doesn't apply to things that are meant to protect from the rain or from the sun. It applies to doors and windows, but not to roofs. Now, just very big kids here, it's undeniable that there's a Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sukkah says that you're allowed to you have a roof which opens and closes. You're allowed to open and close it over your sukkah. He's talking about even you're allowed to open and close it on Yontif or Shabbos for that matter. So the question then is, well, then how is that not a direct support to the Chazon Ish? How? So this is a sugya, and I'm not even sure even if this would be the forum to elaborate, I'm not sure I could elaborate very well in a comprehensible, rational way, because I don't really understand fully the back and forth here. The challenge to the Chazon Ish. But I'll call upon him. It's what Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, and others do as well. So it's recommended that one do that. It's recommended that one leave it open before Shabbos. But if you didn't, or if you did and it got closed, then I'm told that, well, that's very common. You leave it open before Shabbos, and then you're either the child himself who's in the stroller, who's not a tiny baby anymore, will sometimes push it back all the way, or some other child in the house will be playing with it or take it and open and close it and end up folding it up entirely. So you lost your tefach, and now what? You tried. I made a tefach before Shabbos, but it's gone. So there is definitely what to rely on. The Chazon Ish's shita is Chazon Ish was a reliable source of halacha, and as I said, he's not the only one. It's not like he's fighting the entire world with this. And what he's saying, even we can understand the logic to it. So while I would recommend one lechatchila b'machmer like Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, but if it doesn't work out and you need it, is what to rely on to use it now. But this is all talking about the thing that's connected. Let's say you have it completely folded up, scrunched up before Shabbos. And you want to know about like putting on a plastic. You have a plastic cover that's it's not attached to the stroller, but you could clip it on to the end. Maybe there are snaps; it could snap on, but it's not attached. That would not be mutter according to anyone. The Chazon Ish's head is just based on the fact that the hood is a part of the stroller. It's like the door, which is a chelik of the house. So the hood is a chelik of the stroller, it does not apply to other things. Now, if you do leave the stroller open, the hood open at tefach, then if you want to extend it, meaning with something outside, then you can. Meaning besides, once it's open at tefach, I said, you're allowed to open it more, and you're also allowed then to clip on something else, because once it's open at tefach, you're allowed to extend it. Not necessarily extend it with something that's attached, you could extend it with something else as well. You could take a piece of plastic and put that there, and without even opening the hood, without even extending the hood if you want, or with extending the hood and then make it even further, etc. Now, but I should also be clear that this is the only shaila is when it's something which serves as a roof, something that's horizontal over the baby or over the stroller. If it's in front, if it's something that's positioned vertically, maybe like hanging down, let's say your stroller hood is open already, and it doesn't even close, whatever it is, and you snap, something could snap down, which hangs down, that's okay. The whole discussion we've been having the last couple of days is about an ohel in the sense of a protective covering from above, a horizontal structure or item. Something vertical is not usher. to when it's being done just for protection or whatever, the only time there becomes a question of erecting some sort of vertical mechitza, temporary type mechitza, is when it's for to serve a halachic function, which perhaps we'll talk about next week, perhaps. But when it's just to protect your baby from the elements, or yourself, or anyone else, or anything else, it's not, or even if it's for privacy, you're allowed to put a mechitza between people for privacy when it's not serving any halachic function. Even if it's tznias to divide between men and women, for which is the proper thing to do, but it's not being matir and iser, so that you're allowed to do. So okay, so getting back to the stroller, it's not getting too far into that right now, but getting back to the stroller, if it would be something vertical, would be okay. But now, and so let's talk about a baby carriage. You have a baby carriage which is, let's say the hood is completely folded up, or scrunched up, then. And you want to put something over the carriage to protect the baby, a sheet or a piece of plastic or something else over the carriage or over most of the carriage, to pick the baby. You would not be allowed to do that on Shabbos. That for sure you can't do. The only way you could do something is if you'd be extending. If there's already something that was there before Shabbos, one tefach, and you want to extend it. But otherwise, if there's nothing there, you definitely can't put a cover over that. Or I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that question. It was long to read. If you want to try something one more time, I could try quickly. But in any case, so if there's nothing there, you're not extending, but you're initiating. That's for sure not okay. And the same thing would be true. Let's say over a playpen or something like that, and you wanted to cover it mostly. I mean, obviously, we're talking about leaving your child the ability to breathe. But you wanted to cover it, maybe a playpen that has a lot of, it's the sides are just netting, so there's plenty of air, and you want to cover the top, let's make a little baby sleeping in it. That you could not do when there's nothing, no cover there. You would not be extending; you'd be initiating. That is for sure not okay. That is the issur of a CSL on Shabbos. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll try to go back to this general topic. Oh, okay, I got the question. The answer is no. The question was, could you rely on, let's say it was completely scrunched up. So could you open it at Tefach, relying on the Chazon Ish, and then put something else there? So no, that you can't do. Meaning, it was a good question, and it is discussed in Halacha, but to create a Tefach in a permissible fashion and say, oh, now I have a tefach. Once I have a tefach, I could continue it with something else that you're not allowed to do, because essentially, put two and two together, you just made an oil on Shabbos. The tefach has to be there before. If the tefach is there before, if that was there before, then you you can continue it. But you can't extend the cover all the way. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe whoever is texting could ask me later. But if there's a tefach there to begin with, you can extend, otherwise not. Okay, Belina, I'll try to clarify more next week in this general topic. If there are specific questions, you could try to send them to me or something. I know this is a very nogea topic, and I wanted to be clear, and we'll do our best for this. Meanwhile, have a wonderful Shabbos, and be well. We'll see you next time. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.